106.3 The Fox, it is the Big Kahuna. It is a Friday morning, and we are off to the Rock Lines to talk a little OG Titan basketball with head coach Tyson McLaughlin. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Morning, Kahuna. How are you doing?
Good. December takes on two meanings for you. It's obviously Christmas holiday, but it's the start of basketball season, huh?
No doubt about it. We're getting busier and busier as the days go by, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
I'm always kind of curious, what is the preseason like for a basketball coach? When can you guys get started, and what have you guys been doing for that amount of time?
Well, to be honest with you, and I think this is my seventh year here at OG, I think this is the first year that we've had a full slate of practice. You know, usually we've had long football runs and success in either football or soccer, and that's always kind of pushed us back. So we're usually trying to cram a lot of things in about a two-week span. So basically that first Friday in November, we started up, and, you know, we go a couple hours a day. And for us, it's really important to kind of chip that rust off. You know, the guys are almost all of our guys play fall sports, and you know, a lot of them haven't touched the basketball in since the summertime. So it's important to just get them a lot of reps, get them familiar with one another. And we've just been really working on a lot of the basics and trying to get some guys healthy. We've got a lot of little nagging injuries that we've had the opportunity to give some guys some time to let those heal, and just trying to get ourselves as prepared as we possibly can be.
How many scrimmages were you guys able to get in this year?
We actually had four scrimmages, so that's a lot of scrimmages for us. But it gave us an opportunity to see a lot of different guys play and put some guys in different positions. And everybody's trying to expand their role, so it's a good thing for our guys.
Well, let's talk about the 2017-2018 OG Titan boys basketball team. Let's talk about some of the new faces that folks are going to be seeing this year.
Well, I think when you talk about our team, I think a lot of people are going to say, obviously, we got a lot of guys coming back. We only graduated one senior from last year, so we got a strong core of our guys coming back. So that's something that obviously is a strength for us, is our experience. But we do have some new guys. Richie Nolan missed all last season due to a football injury in the playoffs, and Richie's back 100% and gives us an offensive punch and a guy that really can score some buckets in a hurry. And then, Carter Herringhouse saw some time as a sophomore last year, but, you know, Carter's really improved his game, and I think he's going to have a big year for us as well. And Aaron Riemann last year as a freshman played JV for us, but ended up missing the second portion of the season with a shoulder injury. So those three guys are going to be sprinkled in with the 7-8 guys that we have returning to fill our roster.
Let's talk about some of the names that folks are going to be hearing a lot this year.
Well, we returned four starters from last year's team, including, All-State Jay Kaufman, who's going to be out the first portion of the year with recovering from an ACL injury. But, I expect to have him, mid-December, early January, so he's not too far away. We also have Jake Dybel, who's a two-year starter for us, three-year varsity guy, who averaged double figures and was an all-league player, as well as Owen Hegel as a two-year starter now at the point guard spot, and then throwing Bryce Schrader. So, like I said, we have four guys that started for us last year that have valuable experience and chopping at the bit to get out there on the court. We still bring in, three, four guys off the bench, and Ethan White, Braden Foreman, Chad Dueling, Trevor Seeker. So, like I said, there's a lot of experience out there, and the good thing about this group is they work really hard and they enjoy one another, and that's a good combination for a coach.
What about general size, speed? How would you classify this year's team?
This is a different group for us. We're really going to try to get up and down the court. And coming from my philosophy, there was never a shot that I didn't like to shoot. And I think some of these guys are following that same philosophy. We got a lot of guys that let it fly, and they put a lot of time in the off season. And that's my thing. If you're going to put the time in and you can produce, we're going to give you the green light. So we're going to get up and down the court. We got some very good athletes that can put a lot of pressure on. We got pretty good size. We got three guys, four guys around that 6'4" range or bigger, and then we got some guys that are a little bit smaller but are extremely quick. So we're going to try to use our athleticism to benefit us as much as possible.
And you got to love the fact that you're starting off the season at the Supreme Court. I'm sure it'll be rocking tonight. Anything you're looking forward to as far as the fan base is concerned?
It's always nice to have that opening game at home. There's a lot of emotion that goes into opening night. The guys are really focused. There's a lot of energy. And, we got a special place here at OGHS. And, anytime we can play at the Supreme Court and have our fans behind us, it always bodes well for us.
Well, Coach, we certainly wish you the best of luck against Bryan tonight. We're excited to get the season tipped off and excited to see what this year's class of basketballers are going to have in store for us. Wish you the best of luck throughout the season, and go Titans.
Go Titans. Thanks for the call.